Hi, this is a dictation for this Deborah Simpson, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-I-M-P-S-O-N, Deborah Simpson. Date of birth is 6-2-83. Date of service is 5-15-2024. Date of accident is 12-24-2022. This patient, Deborah Simpson, is being readmitted today on 5-15-2024. She was last seen on 8-9-2023. She had a family emergency. Her husband was a murderer of his girlfriend. Apparently he was put in jail and there was a lot of commotion, assault, CSC, and physical torture, everything. Eventually now he is in the Wayne County Jail on a homicide murder charges. And she was unable to come to the doctor's visit or physical therapy. However, her symptoms of pain are still continuing, requiring for the treatment. She is being readmitted today. The patient reported that her pain is in the neck, which is 10, lower back pain is 8, as the major symptoms as of now. These are associated with mild headaches, which is constant, affecting the front and the back of the head without any nausea, vomiting, or any other issues. No symptoms of TBI are reported. She goes to a psychotherapist on a weekly basis along with her children for the family issues. She reports that she can walk 2 to 3 blocks only. She is okay to sit and stand, and she sleeps usually 2 to 3 hours. Very stressed out she is, and depressed and upset and angry and panicky because of the family issues, but contributed some by the accident as well. She's working full-time at a doctor's office on a light-duty job. The pain level is from 4 to 8 and sometimes 10, especially the neck pain is 10, lower back pain is 8. The pains are continuous and are described as throbbing, shooting down the neck and tender. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by bending and walking and improved by lying down. Associated numbness and tingling is reported in the area of both buttocks, but it doesn't go down beyond the buttock crease line. Mostly this numbness tingling is continuous, no incontinence, no muscle weakness, no radiation to the arms is reported. She has had multiple x-rays, MRIs, and extended physical therapy since the accident, massage, medications. She was a regular visit to our office. Please review the record for the system review for the past surgical history, medications, as well as family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and personal history. PDLs. Regarding the accident history, please review the first injury report where the accident history was dictated in full detail. It will be a carbon copy and paste. The physical examination is described as follows. The blood pressure is 160 over 100. Pulse is 73. Pulse ox is 100. A 35-year-old white female, good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. No cyanosis, jaundice, clubbing, pyelonychia. The patient is under severe anxiety, stress, panicky due to her home affairs. She can walk reasonably well now without any limping. She doesn't require any adaptive device to walk with, and the gait is non-antalgic. Rest of the exam, including neurological, psychological, and musculature exam, is from the template. All the muscles are normal. No muscle spasm or trigger points are noticed. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness only in the right sacroiliac joint. Tenderness is noticed. Other than that, paravertebral muscles have no spasm. No other area. Quadratus lumborum, trapezius are completely normal. In this range of motion of the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 50, bilateral rotation is 60. And in the lumbar spine, the range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 30. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Dermot test is negative, distraction test was negative, Soto Hall test is negative, thoracic spine Roos test, Sillam test is negative, lumbar spine Brudzinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees, contralateral leg raise test is positive, Breger test, Kemp test, and Babinski sign are all negative. In the SI joint, right SI joint was tender and positive Faber test and Gonsalon test on the right side. However, distraction test, compression test are all negative. Bending flexion test is negative. The extremities examination are all completely normal. All the shoulders, hips, elbows, knees, and everything is all completely negative. Diagnosis is from the first visit, copy and paste, same diagnosis. Plan of care is also from the template, and the treatment plan will be as follows. The patient is advised to continue a physical therapy to 2 times a week to the neck and the lower back and right sacroiliac joint, along with traction massage. She is advised to use wet heat, infrared heat, topical pain relief with lidocaine gel, as well as chiropractic treatments, acupunctures, massage, and exercise at home with yoga mat. All of these are discussed with her. In the disability, patient is continuing working, so she is released for 6 hours, 6 days, 10-pound lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan is referred to psychiatry. Patient is already seeing a psychotherapist at her own choice place. And it is called Haven DV, H-A-V-E-N-DV therapy. She can see a psychiatrist if she desires. But these are not for the automobile issues or a motor vehicle accident. It's just for personal issues. She does have a extreme anxiety. Fitness club program, yes. Weight loss program, yes. Review of the available MRI and the imaging records. All the MRIs that were done by us previously were again reviewed. the person is found to have a normal MRI for the knee. At L4, L5, there is a disc herniation, broad-based, encroaching on the anterior epidural space, as well as cervical spine has a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, requiring 4 to 6 injections of epidural in the lumbar and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical spine, and possibly later, if no relief, to a surgical opinion. Surgical options will be considered once the injection treatment doesn't work. Neuropsych evaluation is being considered. Patient is going to see a neuropsych and counseling. Attended care casework is not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release. Investigation, no new investigation is needed. DM is no new DM is required. Education is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Physician contact and support, yes. Regarding the medication, patient was provided following medication. Please mention them. They are Mobix 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach healing, protection of the stomach. Ortran 50 milligram every 12 hour PRN for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief and panic relief. Zoloft 50 milligram at night for anxiety and panic relief. And then Neurontin 600 milligram for the headache relief as well as the radiculopathy that she is experiencing. Few resets are provided for headache relief only. That will be the end of dictation. Thank you.